Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy, look, it's Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spiziano and Sandy. Yeah, got here. We're here. We've been one piece mostly. Scott Spiziano, Sandy Waters. And this is the 14th of November.
Here we go. Yay.
What's up, girl?
Hello.
Hello. All right, so a little sprinkle to start here today. Then we're going to look at any sprinkles moving out of the area. Then we're going to see maybe even some thinning clouds later. I mean, this will be the driest day of the week, I think, so far. About 45 degrees, maybe close to 55 tomorrow, but rain's going to come back in the area. Boo! I don't know. I need like 3 days of clear and you know, like dry, so we can get all the leaves, rest of the leaves
up. I think
up.
We all need 3 days at least of dry. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, for various reasons, but for, most people are, I mean, people out there, you know, it sucks blowing leaves when they're like sopping wet. Mm. Ugh. Or raking them.
Yeah, but you're
them.
Not doing it.
Well, I don't know. I'm still waiting to find out if they're coming back again.
He's feeling sympathetic for those of you who has to do it.
No, I do. I mean, I've got to do some of it, a little bit, just to kind of like be able to get into the house. It's bad.
No
dude.
Way. If I'm paying someone to do it, that means hands off entirely. I just check that off and I'm not even thinking about it anymore.
Nah,
if I'm going to pay you good money to do that.
Nah, I got to blow off the driveway and brush the driveway.
That's annoying.
Just because then you track it all into the house and the leaves. I found a leaf this morning in the upstairs bathroom. Like, how did this get in the house?
Oh, you did.
So yes, I've got to get it out of you, you know. And I have, you know, yeah, so there, yeah.
This is kind of like the cleaning person. When you hire a cleaning crew, you have to clean before they come.
Clean for the cleaning lady, yes, right.
And then you tidy up for the leaf dude?
Exactly, yeah. Leave the most of them. I am so behind on getting rid of the patio furniture and all the plants of the back deck. Oh, my God. That's why I need a couple more days.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are. My husband was holding firm. He was trying to make that Italian garageo last as long as he could.
Right.
And I'm like, can we please take it down? Because I'd like to park in the garage now. He has not started anything yet. Like, oh, God.
How about remember when we went to 13 Wham and Mark McClain, the meteorologist, gave me tomato plants?
Yeah.
Well, the one tomato plant that survived after the deer munched the other two, somehow just decided not to do much until like way late. I got one tomato off of it, but now I brought it inside like this past weekend before it snowed and put it in the basement. I've got grow lights. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to, because now there's little buds coming out on it more. There's more buds. Like, this thing still wants to produce tomatoes, and it's almost Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if anybody can do, if this can be done, if tomatoes allow you to go like this, but.
Look at you, Farmer Scott.
I know.
Love it.
Well, I got one tomato. Oh, my God. And it's a heritage tomato, one of those ones that look like all dark and like red and purple and like really cool. It had been sitting on my kitchen sink window, ripening, and it finally ripened to its like purpleness and red and stuff. I wanted to use it yesterday. It's gone. My wife threw it out.
She threw it out? Oh, it was probably getting moldy then.
No, it was fine. It just, it looked...
Well, she's not going to just throw it out. Nobody just throws out food unless it looks like it's going bad.
If there's somebody coming over, she does a sweep without any prejudice. She just...
Oh, you didn't say that part. Somebody's coming over.
It's not that somebody's coming over, but it's like she just tidies up at the end of the night sometimes, and things disappear. It's gone. I waited all summer for this tomato and about a week and a half on the windowsill. Gone! I'm like, oh. Okay, anyway.
That's her way of getting back at you. Her silent way of getting back at you.
What
for
did
whatever.
I do?
I don't know.
I didn't do anything.
Sure. You must have done something.
No, we haven't had an argument in weeks. No.
Yeah. Well, this is her way. She doesn't want to argue. She's tired of arguing.
Oh, she wants to start an argument. Gotcha.
No. She doesn't want to start arguing. She just wants to quietly annoy the hell out of you.
Like you do, but you're more vocally annoying the hell out of me.
Break your heart. Yeah. Because she knows I give it to you all day. Yeah,
it's in her contract, right? It's in her contract.
Look at your marriage proposal, or the wedding vows, I mean. It was in there.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Here we go, Friday morning. What's up? It's Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, Jack Johnson in concert in C-Mac in July. Tickets coming up this morning for you. A whole bunch of them. Also, the Amish Outlaws. We got Bill's Mafia Ken coming up and Bill's Trivia. We got Bill's game in Buffalo this weekend. Lots of stuff to do today, Sandy Waters.
All right, but first let's address this. I have no idea what this is, and I feel dumb. I feel like I should know what this is by now, but I'm like, what is she talking about? So Evelyn posted to, you know, the Nextdoor. Every kind of town has their little Nextdoor
neighborhood app.
Yeah. And she put out there, and Evelyn, if you're listening right now, 818-2899. Evelyn said, now that Jackson's Bakery is closed, where can I get white mountain rolls? I go, what is she talking about? What are white mountain rolls? And I'm assuming it's for Thanksgiving.
White mountain rolls.
What are white mountain rolls?
I've never heard of white mountain rolls. Is it a brand? Is it a brand?
I have no idea.
A specific brand that the bakery sells? But if it's a bakery, they'd be making them themselves, right?
See, my mind went to it first. I don't know why. When I thought it's an Italian cookie. You know how Italian cookies are like the meatball cookie, it's always called something that it's really not. I'm like, what cookie is the white mountain roll?
Oh, so he thinks it's a confectionery kind of cookie-ish thing.
That was my initial thought. But then I'm like, no, maybe she's really talking about rolls. Okay, so see, now we're both dumb. Great.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, lady. White mountain rolls. Should I Google
it? I thought you were going to poke fun saying that I don't deserve them.
Listen, yeah. I know you think that I think that I know everything.
You do.
But I don't. No, I don't.
So anybody know what are white mountain rolls and where can you get some? Because Evelyn's looking. Did you look it up?
It sounds to me, I'm starting to, but I can't type and talk at the same time. It sounds to me like it would be something that you'd want, like all I could think of is what do they call those things? The Hawaiian, what do they call those?
Hawaiian rolls. See, I don't even think white mountain rolls even sound good, but they're a type of soft, slightly sweet, fluffy dinner roll. Oh, so it is a roll.
Oh, and it's slightly sweet.
Originated in New England.
Oh, okay.
They're known for their pillowy texture, light sweet flavor, soft pale white top.
Okay, there you go.
All right. So maybe I want to try some of these white mountain rolls.
The Hawaiian rolls are sweet too. Did you ever get those? What do they call those? Why am I blanking
on? Called Hawaiian rolls.
No, they're not called Hawaiian rolls. They're called something Hawaiian.
I don't know.
I know, and you're not in the world.
I don't know. I barely know what a roll is.
King's Hawaiian. That's the one.
That's the word you were
looking
for. King's
Hawaiian. Jesus, I'm so blanky this morning. I'm blanky blank.
Uh-oh.
So there is, to me, I would just go, you know, what's her name? Angela?
Evelyn.
Yeah,
you are blanky today.
Go ahead and Google it, man. You can find a fake recipe, a mock recipe or a replica.
No, she doesn't want, she's looking for a bakery. She doesn't want to cook. Don't add to Evelyn's plate. Oh, she's got a lot going on Thanksgiving.
Stop. You can make these rolls in the next 20 days, 14 days.
Oh, my God. This is coming from the guy who's home by 10:30.
You can make rolls and throw them in the freezer. You can make rolls and throw them in the freezer.
Okay. Evelyn doesn't want to. So where can you get good, delicious White Mountain rolls?
I don't know. Call us up.
Is there a signature something dish at your Thanksgiving? A bread? Are you bread particular?
No.
My husband is adamant on we have to put a basket of rolls out and nobody touches it. Nobody touches the bread.
I know. The same here. We get somebody brings King's Hawaiian, which is why I was like freaking out, couldn't remember it, and hardly get touched.
Never. Don't waste your money, don't waste your time, because then what are you doing with them?
Yeah.
I'm begging people at the end. Yeah. Can you please take some rolls, because my husband bought so many.
Yeah, right? And then you always try to figure out what to do with them afterwards. Now, okay, it's the day after Thanksgiving. I got like 20 rolls. What am I going to do with them? I always Frankenstein them somehow, turn them into something else, squish them out, flatten them out, throw egg on them, and make like French toast or something.
Oh, look at you. The other thing on Thanksgiving table, which I don't know why it keeps showing up because nobody eats it, the vegetables. My husband is adamant on cooking vegetables too. Like parsnips and I don't know. What else does he put in there? It's like a mixture of, I know parsnips is one of them. I'm like, listen, nobody's going for the parsnips, okay?
Parsnips are delicious.
Yeah, well, when you have every other option.
I make Brussels sprouts with bacon and balsamic. And those seem to go. But what doesn't go, and it pisses me off because I take so much pride in making it every year, is my homemade cranberry sauce. It's so good.
Oh, that's the other thing. My husband does too. He spends 2 days making that.
I know. And then nobody eats it. It's like, now I got a big glop of it. And I'm like, what do you do with it?
I told him, get that off the menu too.
No, you got to have cranberry sauce.
No, nobody touches it.
Do you know what cranberry sauce is for?
The turkey.
To balance out the bland turkey. Could give it some life.
Okay. Well, nobody eats it. So there you go.
Hi to Buzz.
Off, get the parsnips and the cranberry sauce.
All right. Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
My uncle, God rest him, he passed away a couple of years ago at age 86.
Huh.
He would make turkey.
Yeah.
His homemade stuffing had, and this was in the turkey too, had Italian sausage in it.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Italian sausage in the stuffing. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a deal. He made it in the turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was old school. That's old school.
We cooked the sausage up ahead of time, so it was a little more cooked.
Oh, okay.
But then in the turkey with the stuffing and everything, oh, it was delicious.
Now we're all getting hungry.
I know.
Is there something that keeps showing up on the table that nobody ever touches, but for some reason, every year it's there?
And like you said, it's mainly the rolls, but the best thing you do is to make biscuits and gravy the next day for breakfast.
There you go. Oh, biscuits and gravy with it, too. Yeah.
Get the rolls of biscuits, make homemade biscuits and gravy.
Take the leftover sausage stuffing and, yeah, man. Oh, I see. Put the, like there is any, right?
Yep.
Hey,
all right. One
word for Thanksgiving. Like you push the full-size candy bars, Phil. I push spatchcock. Spatchcock your turkey.
Spatchcock the bird.
Spatchcock the bird.
Unless you deep fry it.
Yes.
Unless you deep fry it.
Yeah,
but
no.
If you're cooking it, it's a spatchcock. Or even cooking it regular.
Gotta cook.
Spatchcock.
Spatchcock.
Even cook it. That's the best way to do spatchcock.
Hour and a half. Done. All right. Bye.
No. Spatchcock.
Spatchcock. It is, so White Mountain rolls, if you know anybody, we'll help out a Buzz listener or a next door fan and try to get them that info, because we narrowcast like the best of them. It is coming up on 6:12 on The Buzz. Tickets to Jack Johnson and the Amish Outlaws all this morning here on The Buzz.
You know, it's really, Scott, off the air, he's like, should I go on the air and say how I don't feel bad for this guy?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's the popular opinion, but you can if you want.
I think it might be the popular opinion, even though it's not right. It's probably cruel, and there's probably a reason, but it's a bad reason.
Not one person is going to say that out loud, what you're thinking.
I know.
So Scott will say it for you.
The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz, Zan and Sandy. Is it bad that I think and I lament out loud that when the bad guy does bad things, that I don't feel bad when bad things happen to them?
Okay. You softened it a little bit. Good.
I-390 southbound was closed at Lexington Ave midday yesterday while a scene was processed. Allegedly, some guy did a theft at the Aldi in Gates on Spencerport Road, and they chased after him. He ran down the ramp and over the expressway and got hit by a car and died. Tragic, by all means. But...
He ran down the ramp into,
down the embankment on the side of the ramp and ran over to try to escape. Police were chasing after him.
Tried to cross the expressway?
Yeah, and he was trying to escape the police who were going after him. They were deciding whether to chase him on foot or whatever. And he ran right out in front of a car and got hit and died right there. And the officer did respond quickly, did CPR, stopped the traffic, did the whole thing, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. And I feel bad more than anything for the person that's just driving along, doing their thing, right around noon, and all this.
Right.
Oh my God!
That's the person that I feel horrible for.
And yes,
they're never going to be able to forget that moment in time, whether he was a good guy, bad guy, whatever guy.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's going to forever shake them and scar them.
Oh yeah, it's like, whoa, man.
And then do they get? Like, they don't have to deal with any,
no,
they're not charged
left.
With anything,
no.
Are they?
No.
Right? Okay.
No. But it's just like, oh, God.
And this was a repeat offender. The police say that they did know this gentleman.
Yes, and this gentleman may have had problems with mental illness or drug addiction or something and reasons to steal. I don't know. It's not my world.
There is no reason to steal.
The reason to steal for maybe because of things like that. But, geez.
See, that's the problem, I think, in my personal opinion.
Hmm.
We often say, oh, there's a reason. They're dealing with something. That's the reason why they stole. No, there should not be that open door that says, okay, it's okay to steal if you're dealing with it. No, it's never okay to steal. But I think that's now what we've created as a society, that okay, if somebody's stealing, why are they stealing? Is the right question to ask, but it's not permission.
It's right. It doesn't make it okay. It gives a bit of a closer answer, And if I it's like when these knuckleheads steal somebody's car who they worked hard for and pay a ton of money for, and they take it and they crash it and they get injured. I don't feel bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, it does feel very uncomfortable for you to say that out loud. But, reading through the comments of that news story, hundreds and hundreds of people were feeling what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. You're just the one that's saying it out loud.
I guess, yeah. I know. And does it make me a bad person? No, but, I'm angry when someone steals something that's not theirs. Right? We all are. It's not yours. Just because there's, what's that loss ratio percentage, whatever. It should never be. It should never happen.
And, yeah. Was anybody in that? Did anybody witness that accident? That must have been...
Oh, God.
Did it, block off traffic for a while?
It must have, yeah. But the video that I saw, there was traffic going by and they were investigating it, so they had traffic going around it. Again, police did know who he was. He was a repeat offender, apparently. And they responded just around afternoon yesterday for a larceny in progress. And the guy ran from the store carrying a backpack of stuff he'd stolen and headed towards Lyle Avenue and then dropped down onto the expressway. And where was that? Ooh, I know.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. It's Spisano and Sandy. Hey, you want to go to Del Lago? Give me a call. 818-2899 Del Lago Resort and Casino for the Vine Showroom's performance of the Amish Outlaws. It's exactly what you sound like. These guys defected, put a band together, and they are awesome. It's coming up December 6th. 818-2899. Let's take the first call through, and you'll get them from 98.9 The Buzz. Plus, Jack Johnson tickets are coming up later on this morning. So give us a call, and you can win.
All right, so this is our time to give thanks to you. But before we do that, you wanted to give a shout out to somebody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to Jen, who I met last night, amongst many other people who I've known for almost 20 years at the National Human Resources Association's benefit auction. They benefit this little organization called Taproot, which helps kids through kind of like the Green Thumb vibe, which is pretty cool. So, hi, Jan. Hi, everybody over there. Helped raise him a lot of money last night. So,
listen,
thank you for letting
guys,
me come
Scotty must really love you guys, because to do something, an event during the week, yeah, that's pretty tough. What time did you get home last night?
Oh, like 9:30.
Yeah, our bedtime is really early. Yeah. So, Jen everybody, Scotty loves you.
Well, they have food, so, you know.
Okay, so here we go.
They feed
Giving
me.
Thanks. We're doing this every day up until the holidays, where we have, I have a bag full of names of people who always call into the show. Our regulars, our Buzz fam, however.
Yeah.
We refer to them as our Buzz fam, because we're all family. And then what happens is I pick a name, and then Scott and I have to gush why we're thankful for you.
Okay, we're gushing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, if you want to get your name in this bag, you got to start calling into the show a lot.
Be a regular.
818-2899.
Yeah, be a regular.
Okay. Today's name is... Aw, Nick and Carter.
Aw, Nick and Carter. Now, originally when they first called, they were like our Jerk of Justified guys, right? Because Nick would drive Carter to school every morning right around the same time, and they both chime in, so they'd get like a double... vote.
Double vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we like Nick and Carter because it reminds us of Nick Carter from that boy band.
That is how you remembered their names.
Thanks for listening, you guys. You're awesome. And did they come in? They did come in. Yeah.
I do appreciate Nick and Carter because they have zero filter. Like, they say what they're thinking. They don't try to dance around how they feel.
No.
They're just straightforward and honest, and that's what I appreciate about them. And come on, Carter. How could you not love Carter? He's the nicest kid, funniest kid ever.
And totally
great
engaged.
Personality.
Love them. Love them.
Perfect personality. So, Nick and Carter, if you're listening right now, we are giving thanks to you.
We're thankful to you.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
This is Friday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters here. What's going on? I'm glad you're with us this morning. Hello.
Yeah, and before we get to this woman in Webster who thinks she's absolutely crazy because no one else is saying they're hearing what she's hearing, I want to say hi to Ashley from Lifetime Assistance. So I was shopping at Goodwill. I stopped at Goodwill to see if I could find some 80s clothes for the ultimate 80s party that we're doing Rochester Hearing and Speech Center to benefit them at Eaglevale tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
So, of course, last minute, I met Goodwill yesterday, and I was shopping, looking through every T-shirt, looking for a band shirt or some kind of 80s shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed this woman, and she was so stinking sweet. I even remember thinking, she probably thought I was creeping her out because I kept looking at her. She was with somebody that you could tell she's caring for.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just so gentle and sweet to the man that she was caring for. And I'm like, I want to be that woman's friend. She's so sweet. So I'm standing in line, and she walks past me. And she goes, we make eye contact. And she's like, are you Sandy Waters?
Aw.
And I'm like, yes. Did I creep you out this entire time because I kept staring at you? And then I was telling her I appreciate how wonderful she is with her clients. And she says she listens to the show all of the time. And yeah, so longtime Buzz fam listener, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Definitely. So I live in Webster, and I didn't hear anything about this?
You're feeding into this poor woman feeling like she's crazy.
All right.
It happened in West Webster, too.
Which is kind of like near me. I'm more West Webster than Webster Village.
Loud explosions. And she even captured it on her Ring cam.
All right. This is Berkeley Breen doing this on Channel 10 last night. Listen to this.
It's just before 5 p.m. on November 7th. That was the voice of Joelle Calcagno after the latest explosion that rattled her home.
How is this affecting you?
Well, it wakes me up when I'm sleeping.
Okay, this is October 15th.
Just after midnight.
It's Friday, October 3rd.
At 2 a.m.
Listen to all these.
Oh, geez, that was two.
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
It sounds like something exploding to me.
What? She's captured on her Ring cam. What is this? I hear bumps in cars and trucks and motorcycles, but...
That's an explosion.
Yeah.
And she says that she reached out to the town, and they're like, listen, nobody else has reported that. They're like, we don't know. We don't have any knowledge of anything. You know, maybe it was, I don't know, something scheduled to go off or something. I don't know. She's like, wait, people, anyone else hear this? And so I come in this morning. I'm like, Scotty, you live in West Webster. Make this woman feel okay. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear. I do hear things every so often, but I'm like, oh, that's a truck, or, you know, like a, or you hear a thud or a bump.
It doesn't sound like a truck.
Not like that. No. And there's no shooting ranges. There's no firing ranges in that area.
It's not the, how far is that? Somebody mentioned on the comments, because then I was looking for this poor woman. I'm feeling for this lady. Some people did say they heard it from the comments that I saw, but a lot of people were like, is it the quarry? Is there a quarry around there? The Dolomite Quarry isn't by there, is it?
No, that's south of there. That's more like,
right,
yeah.
That's right.
I mean, it is. It's kind of like at the south of Webster, between Webster and Penfield, and a little bit more east. So I don't know. That's not West Webster by any means.
Listen, somebody, 818-2899, all of us in the Buzz fam, we got to rally behind this woman, because right now, you know, we all have had those moments in time where we are like desperate to have somebody be like, oh yeah, I get you, I hear you, I understand you.
You're like, you're crazy. I'm crazy. Right? Nobody else is hearing this.
So we got to rally around this woman and make her feel like she's not crazy, because that legitimately, what she's not. Maybe she's pulling. Is she pulling our leg? Does she like dock up that video to go viral or something?
Oh God, no. I do know that, like, when we were kids, we used to light off M80s, which are like quarter sticks of dynamite. But these are like midnight, 2 a.m., like middle of night kind of
that
stuff.
And her neighbors have to have heard it too. Why isn't anyone else coming forward?
I got calls coming in. Hold on a second. Hi, The Buzz. Hold on a second, okay? I'll come with you next. Let me just get the first one here. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Hey, hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Do you hear it too?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Where are you? Where do you live?
And we're right off of Ridge Road, and they are the bombs that we've heard. It's the last one. It shook us out of our bed, and the neighbors surrounding us also were concerned. But the joke was, well, everybody was concerned, but nobody got up to check on each other.
Yeah, right.
it was loud enough that all of us were, and we live in a complex, and we were all very, very concerned that these are explosions. And then we were told by somebody that they are doing some work in the area that was requiring dynamite.
Okay.
But I would think that the town would have
Well, see, that's right. That's right. The confusing part. Yeah. The town's like, no one else is reporting this. I'm like, okay, town, right. First of all, that is not a good response. You have to say, okay, we're looking into it. That's what you're saying. You're not
saying,
well,
yeah, of course. I'm sure they're looking into it. But, like, it's funny, because I saw in one report where this gal that had the news story, nobody else reported it, but she said all of her neighbors heard it. So, like, she was the only one who's like, right. You know,
so her
did
neighbors
anything.
Did okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let me take another call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. You're calling in?
Yeah, I think that they are the things that keep the apple safe. Like, they have things that go off to keep the apple safe if there's an apple orchard near.
Oh, to keep the birds and stuff away?
Once you've already heard this.
It keeps the weather away.
It keeps the weather away?
Yep. Like, if it snows or rains, those go off. Like, they have them up on Kent Road. In Holly, there's a huge apple orchard up there by Lake Ontario, and you'll hear those. And the first time we camped there, we're like, what the heck is that?
Oh, that's not good. But would she already have known? She's lived there for quite some time. This isn't, or do you think they just installed these?
They could have, because they don't have them out in SOTUS. They don't have those.
Yeah, because, like, there's not a lot of major apple orchards in Webster, maybe north along the lake towards SOTUS, but
God,
I don't.
That's what it is.
That sounds pretty close.
Like that.
Yeah, really.
So, how does it deter weather, by the way, for the dumb one in the room here?
Yeah,
what
me
does
too.
It do?
Yeah, it deters the rain and the snow from ruining the apples, but they have also already picked apples by now. So
right, yeah. Oh, I see. But it's the percussion knocks the frost or the dew off the apples or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Very good. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day,
Joelle. If you're listening, we got your back. We got a bunch of Buzz people saying they heard it too.
You're not crazy.
You're not crazy.
Hopefully,
but you are exhausted, I'm sure. All right, coming up on the show, Jerker Justified. This is where we decide the moral compass in Rochester. And our listener who was in the studio yesterday, Lizanne and I, were talking about this. I don't know. Were you listening in on this conversation?
I didn't hear you guys talking about it, but I'm a little concerned after you told me the subject of this.
We saw something on social media, and I cannot remember where I found it, but it was this woman, this mom, saying she's going to switch up Christmas. And what she switched it up to is what we're going to decide if it's Jerk or Justified.
All right.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some call it rude. Others call it reasonable. This is Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy here at 7:26.
Okay, our Buzz fam was in yesterday, Lizanne, and she was so fun. It was so great to have, and you guys are all welcome in live audience Thursdays. But when she was in the studio, and I think you were working on stuff, Scotty, she and I were talking about, you know, trending videos and whatever, whatever. And I told her I saw this video, and we decided this was going to be the perfect Jerk or Justified because what this mom is doing for Christmas now, and she's been doing it for, I can't remember when she started it. Mm-hmm. She has a 14-year-old daughter, and she said that when her daughter turned 14, stop giving gifts and instead giving trips for Christmas.
Experiences.
Experiences.
Hmm.
Trips. It's trips. So this mom went to Stone and says, it's been so wonderful. It's, and I don't know if her daughter's 14 now, but I know she definitely started this when she was 14.
Okay.
And that's it. No gifts. It's all trips. Trips to Disney, trips to, I think they even went overseas, she said, for one of her trips. Trips, like just traveling. That is what she does for Christmas. And then Lizanne was like, oh, no, 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 no. I don't like that. I don't
I don't like that either.
So what do you think?
I think it's good, but to black and white it, to go just polarize, no gifts and just a trip?
Yeah, see, I don't...
Nah.
She was saying instead of gifts, we give trips and experiences, memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she gives stocking stuffers or if it really is zero, zilch, nada.
Right, right.
Is there a caveat to it? What if you say stocking stuffers? Can we? Is that okay? This is what we're deciding. 818-2899, deciding the moral compass in Rochester. It's either Jerk or Justified.
And the first two calls get through and put in your vote. Get tickets to the great Jack Johnson in concert at CMAC in July. So 818-2899. Hey, good morning. The Buzz, what do you call this? Jerk or Justified? No more presents, just experiences.
I think it is Justified.
Oh, okay.
Have you done this before?
I have.
Really? Tell us the story.
So a few years ago, my grandfather died, and his dream was to travel the world, and he died 6 months after he retired.
Ah.
We never got to do that.
I know.
Oh, no.
So when he died, I vowed to myself when I turned 30 that I was not going to waste my life, and I wanted to experience things with my child.
Uh-huh.
I have driven down to Florida with him. I have driven him to Tennessee. We went on vacation to Florida again. It's just now become kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
I also get him gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of jerk if they don't get him gifts.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what do we, first what? Off,
yeah.
I am so sorry about your grandfather, and that gave us all chills, and that made us, like,
thank
reprioritize
you.
Things a little bit. But when you say gifts, are you just scaling back then dramatically and just giving, like, one? What's the price range here?
So I probably still get him a decent amount of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, see, right.
All right, so you love the fact that experiences are in the mix, but you don't just cut the gifts off like this.
Yeah, this
lady
is
does.
About no gifts and maybe just stocking stuffers, I would
right,
say.
Right.
This year, I think it might just be stocking stuffers.
Uh-huh.
If I can pull off the type of trip I'm looking for.
Nice, all right. Well, I hope Santa delivers then. So we're going to put your vote under it's...
It'd justified, be she said.
Okay, justified then.
Justified to do this.
Justified to do it. Gotcha. Oh, you're the first call through. You're going to see Jack Johnson in concert.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the stocking stuffer. Okay, you're done here.
Maybe I'll take him with me.
There you go. Exactly. July 1st at CMAC, and tickets go on sale any minute now. So thank you very much. Okay, thanks you. See
thank
ya.
You so much.
Okay, bye. Okay, hi to Buzz. Thanks for holding. Who's this?
Hey, Mary.
Hey, what's going on? Okay, how do you call this, jerk or justified?
I would say jerk.
Jerk, yeah. I kind of think so, too. You know?
Okay. Oh, you're saying jerk too, Scotty? Okay,
yeah.
Mary, why do you think so?
I you got to give both.
I do. I agree.
You got to give it at least a few. I mean, obviously,
give both.
Stuffers,
that's so spoiled.
No, that means you have
a
budget.
An
no, that means you have a budget for your child. Come on.
But that's a lot
kids,
of money.
You got to do it.
Yeah. You know,
if
it's,
you can do it, they're good kids. You got to do it.
At the age of 14, this is where this came from, right? That's the age where they get a cell phone or they get their own laptop or iPad. You just can't be like, hey, we're going to Florida.
Hold on a second. I didn't even put those two together. You're right. This is the expensive Christmas. 14.
Right.
No wonder why.
Yeah. You know, so it can't be one or the other. You can't deny a kid of their electronics.
Oh, my God. But it would... I want to so bad say yes. I want to jump on this bandwagon. But, you know, just like the woman before you said, I give my kid both because I feel guilty if I don't.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I don't do it either. But I would love to do it because you're right. How many memories do you have as a child of gifts that you received?
Exactly.
Maybe one, the first time I got a Barbie doll and the dollhouse, but that's it.
What
when
you
you're a teenager, you're not. Those gifts aren't memorable anymore.
No, you still
trips are memorable.
Yeah, but you still look forward to gifts. That's a tradition. You know, you exchange gifts. You give. You know, when you're old enough to have your first job, you buy a gift for your parents. They give gifts to you. Yeah, look at. I can just say that I'm with you on this. I think it's a jerk move. All right, so guess what? You're the second call through. You got tickets to Jack Johnson in concert at CMAC.
Awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. Once again, Jack Johnson, thank you. Courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. You're all set. Thank you so much, and enjoy the concert July 1st down at CMAC.
Thank you so much.
All right.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Hi, the boys. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Ashley. You guys were just talking about me.
Ashley.
I'm glad you heard it.
Sandy met you.
Oh my God. I was like a little kid at Christmas.
That didn't get a gift.
Oh, I must have been on the naughty list. No kidding.
If you missed it, I met Ashley at Goodwill yesterday. We bumped into each other and she's like, are you Sandy? I'm like, can I be your friend? Because she's
well,
so
we were
sweet.
Kind of like making eye contact.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do I say something? Or like,
Sandy said she thought she was stalking you because she was like eyeballing you.
No, it's fine.
I was just enjoying how sweet you were being to the person
Thank you
care for.
Hey, listen, you know, I work at Clarkson Apartment at Lifetime, and let me just tell you, like,
we have such a great staff, and awesome. You know, they help us more than we help them at the end of the day.
Oh, it comes back to you,
so
doesn't it?
So here's the deal, Ashley, because we're at a hung jury right now with Jerker Justified to stop with the gifts and give trips instead to your 14-year-old. You're the deciding vote.
Uh-oh. Tiebreaker.
Okay. So, honestly, it's memories for me. Mm-hmm. It's getting ready for Christmas. It's writing Santa's Coming. Yeah. So I would say Jerk. The only reason why is because it's magical, right?
It is.
I love getting ready for Christmas Eve and, you know, watching my kids run downstairs and see, oh my God, Santa came. And, you know, and honestly, like, I mean, I can remember my mom always made it so magical for me. Mm. And I just appreciate it as I got older. And you can go on vacation anytime.
Here's a good angle. When your kid's old enough to see, like, you know, Ma, Dad, guys, let's go on a trip instead of doing presents. If they initiate it, then we're going to Bali.
The verdict is.
You know, my thing is.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I got to let her do her thing here.
Yeah, we got to sing.
Yeah, got a jerk. Got a jerk.
Jerk or justified. 98.9.
Okay, all Ashley, right. Thank you, honey. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, love you too.
Bye.
Coming up on the show, Bill's Trivia, Scott versus me.
That's right.
Honesty Box, and kick off the weekend.
On the Buzz.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
The bills make me wanna shout. Get your heels.
Actually, I want to shout every time I get a wrong answer at Bill's Trivia. 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzy and Sandy. Okay, it's Buffalo Bills time. It's Ken Bills Mafia. What's up, buddy? Are you ready?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Ken had a good idea because you fail miserably every week, pretty much. Ken's like, Sandy, why don't you join in on this? And now we're going to make it a you, Scotty, versus me.
All right.
Who knows more about the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
Keeping score to the end.
Are we retroactively keeping score? Because I believe it's Sandy once got zero already.
Yeah, I know. I was actually going to ask that, Ken, but since you brought it up, yes, let's do that.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that.
I'm on the board with 1 point. Scott has zero.
I can catch up. I can do this.
Can you?
Now, you cannot use your husband as a phone-a-friend on any of this.
Well, he's not around. Yeah. What do you mean use my husband? You think I'm going to text him as Ken is? Well, like I got him on the line right now. Well, Ken, talk nice and clear.
My wife uses my brother-in-law as the go-to guy for her fantasy football. He's the fantasy football ghost. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, Kenny, go ahead and hit us today with Buffalo Bills. It's Bills Bengals, right?
No, Buccaneers.
Or Buccaneers. Oh, my God.
So dumb. You're so dumb. You tried so hard.
I knew it started, with a B. Okay.
Anyway. You never want to call anyone dumb except for...
Tampa Bay. B. Buccaneers. Bengals. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so no multiple choice today.
Uh-oh.
This one most fans will get in the first shot, but I have a couple hints if you guys don't get it right away.
Okay, great. Okay, cool. Sounds good.
All right. Okay, Ken. I don't know anything about football.
Welcome to trivia, Sandy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Crap.
All right. Okay, so a few years ago, the Bills made a draft day trade with the Buccaneers.
Oh. Okay.
The Bills moved up and selected who with the pick they got from the Buccaneers.
How long ago was this?
What?
A few years ago.
Who did they pick up? From the Buccaneers.
Oh, my God. Yep. Okay. Obviously.
Because we're starting this new contest, and Sandy is ahead of me 1-0.
Yeah.
And it is ladies first. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
It's Mark Halter.
Who?
I don't know any football players besides Josh Allen. I don't know anybody else. There's got to be a Mark out there.
Wait, who's Mark Hall? Is this some guy dated in high school or something?
I don't. It's the first name that came to my mind, okay? I feel like I saw that on a jersey somewhere.
It would be... do you want to give Sandy a hint? Because you have a couple
just
hints?
Answer. Just answer.
Oh,
go, Scott.
Okay. James Cook.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, huh. Okay.
Okay. Hint, right. First hint. Okay, it was in 2018.
Oh, yeah, great. That works. Hold on.
Mark Halter's brother, Jonathan.
John Halter.
Tre'Davious White. I know that guy. It was Tre'Davious White.
Nope. Okay. 2018. Can I ask what position he plays?
Well, not unless Sandy gets that clue, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just final answer, and then we're done here. We both don't get
it. All right, give us both the clue. The first one that answers wins. Go.
All right, the final clue is he's the reigning NFL MVP.
Josh Allen!
Josh Allen!
Scott was first. You said Josh Allen like three times.
Today.
You're like,
I did!
I know Josh Allen. I was like, well, you said it's your answer.
Oh, I should have.
Now, you said a few years ago, so I went back two. Like, Josh Allen's been with us for...
Yeah, that's why I said a few. I didn't want to say a couple.
Darn
like,
it.
You know. Oh,
but I
man.
Also didn't want to give you 2018 because that was, for most Bills fans, obvious. We know
Yeah, right.
That
and guess
was...
what?
Hmm. A horrible victory.
Yeah,
that was just not fair.
Yeah, well, we're even 1-1. Ken, you're the best, buddy. Thank you so much. Give us a prediction for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Buffalo Bills game in Buffalo this weekend.
Well, I'm going to start by not predicting any more blowouts.
I know. I wasn't going to give you crap. I wasn't going to give you crap about Miami. I was not.
Oh, how nice of you.
It's like playing. It's like the roll of the dice. All right.
Right. Right. I mean, this is a tough, tough game, anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Buffalo 27-24.
You got it.
Baker Mayfield's got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rolling, so it'll be a tough game.
All right, great. It'll be a good game, as usual. All right. Bill Zamafia, Ken, you're the best. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Go Bills.
All right, go Bills. It's time for the Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. This is where we have a whole bunch of pieces of paper. To, every time we have Live Audience Thursday, we have people fill out what they love and hate and about the show, and then... One honest question that we have to, that you'd be embarrassed to ask us in person, and therefore we have to answer it now. And these are all anonymous. We've got hundreds of them now.
Yeah. The honesty box is full. Okay, ready? I'm opening it up, and all the papers are going to fall out. Oh, wait. They're
there
so compacted they didn't fall out.
I know, right?
Okay, this one fell out. I'm going to get this one. This one, just randomly picking them.
Yep.
In the center, I'm going to grab this one.
Okay.
So we're going to read three.
Yeah.
Okay, first one. Are you ready?
Is...
Who is Bad Bunny? That's what it says. Who is Bad Bunny? Well, if you listen to our show, you probably, chances are, don't know.
Or care.
But it's the NFL performer, yes, stirring up a lot of controversy. But Bad Bunny, you want to sing a Bad Bunny song for us, Scotty?
I don't know any Bad Bunny songs. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to watch him during the Super Bowl. That's all.
Okay, so play a Bad Bunny song so
okay.
everybody knows.
I'm not sure what this song is, but go.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, now you're cool. Okay, ready? Next one.
Yeah, okay. That was weird.
Oh, feedback. Oh.
Good.
They even wrote feedback.
Okay, is that good, bad, or honest?
Feedback, because she didn't want to write, I hate.
Okay, so gotcha. Feedback. Yes. Okay.
Nonprofit. Uh-huh. Feature Organization Monthly. What we do.
Yeah. How'd you know it was a she that wrote it?
Is this nice handwriting? No guys writing like that.
Come on. Well, you know, to be honest, we actually feature nonprofits weekly, every week at least.
Kick off the weekend.
Yeah, with that or during the show. Any day you'll hear us helping out our local community organizations.
Listen, are we not doing enough of that?
Like tomorrow night, we're going to be out helping out the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center for the Ultimate 80s Party.
Yes.
It'll be awesome.
We'll see you at Eagleville.
Yeah, go to Eagleville.
Okay, but she wants it more. So even more nonprofit.
Okay, call us. Get you on.
Okay, final one. Are you ready? Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. Do it every day at this time.
Yeah.
Hate. Good.
All right, here we go. What do they hate?
When Scott and Sandy talk too much and go off topic. Listen, talking too much is my problem. Off topic is totally all you.
Now stop.
Yes.
Just a conversation happening.
No.
There is... You wrote that, didn't you?
I did not write that.
Yes, you did.
I did not write... Talk too much. Do we talk too much?
Yeah.
Well, Ann goes off topic. That's you.
No, so that's you, too.
So stop going off topic.
Stop talking too much.
Then we wouldn't have a show. So you pretty much don't like the show. You're listening to Bad Bunny instead.
Yeah, exactly. Great. That's brutally honest.
Oh,
Honesty Box.
All right.
Here on 98.9 The Buzz. What?
Tomorrow now we have to promise we're not going to talk as much and you're not going to go off topic.
Monday. Tomorrow I'm not talking at all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow. See, listen tomorrow.
You'll hear no talk. The Buzz. It's time to kick off the weekend. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready for everything that this weekend has to hold.
Okay. Why? Do you have something big?
I got lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got lots of stuff going on. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, you guys. Scott and Sandy, this is Rebecca LeClaire.
Hey! Oh, hi!
Rebecca!
Oh, you're the tall lady that used to sit in front of me at all the RBTL shows.
I used to complain about that, didn't you?
He's so terrible. He's got short man syndrome, so he's calling out anybody who's taller than him, which is pretty much everybody.
I thought it was always ironic because when the media would get tickets, which was nice, we'd be able to sit, but you always ended up being right in front of me, and you're taller than me. And I always thought everybody's taller than you. Very true.
Anyhow, very true.
I
personally apologize for my height, but you know what? The reason why I'm calling you guys is because you guys do a wonderful job of letting the community know what's happening out there, and I really need your help.
Yeah.
You ready?
Absolutely. Okay. Go ahead. What do you got?
So I'm trying to help the Artists Unlimited Theater Group, and this group is phenomenal. They put on these beautiful musical performances. They rehearse for weeks and weeks and weeks and put on these great productions. And they use cast members that have, you know, slight disabilities or just, you know, a little thing here or there that holds them back usually for other productions. But this is their time to shine.
Yes. Okay, wait. Yes. I know what you're talking about because at the corner of Bay Road and 104, when you come up, there's a sign for, am I right to say it's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat? Is this it?
Yes, that was good. You got it all in one sentence.
I know. All I can think is Donny Osmond, but we'll just not go there. All right. Now this performance is
him.
I know, right? This is your second weekend of performances, isn't it?
Correct. They had four performances last week. Everything went so great, but they realized, you know, everybody came for the first weekend, and some people don't realize that there's a second weekend. Friday night, tonight, and Saturday, there's a matinee, and the ticket sales are kind of slow, so, you know, we kind of made a goal that we need to get
500 tickets sold by Friday night or Saturday.
Okay.
And that's a big, big ask.
Yeah.
But we know that Rochester loves its community and really supports those who are ready to shine on the stage. And so whatever you could do, 7 o'clock tonight,
okay.
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Grease Performing Arts Center.
Excellent.
That's up on 800 Long Pond Road, you know, Grease Athena.
Sure.
And then Saturday at 2 p.m. If we could fill that auditorium, can you imagine the roar of applause? Those kids, and we're going to get everybody to do a standing ovation at the end.
Oh, my
God. There are more than 80 people in that cast.
That's great.
80
how do we
on
get,
the stage.
How do we get tickets?
Chills.
How do we get tickets? How do is it,
well,
you can just walk up or?
You can. That's easy. And by the way, because this is the week we're supporting veterans, veterans can come and get free tickets. And so, you know, you can just walk up at, you know, 7:15 tonight or at 2:15 tomorrow on Saturday and buy your tickets or go to artistsunlimited.org.
And if you check out that website, you'll find out what they're all about and how they help people who are just so deserving of recognition, and anyone with a developmental disability to have to go on stage and to do that, all 80. I mean, you're talking probably one of the biggest things in their life that they will just always remember.
Exactly. You know, and I'm a theater mom.
Yeah.
I have been behind the stage in so many productions, and it just is so wonderful when the applause comes at the end and they take their bow. You know that you have made a difference in their life.
Absolutely. Yeah, all cool. right. Well, that's great. Let's do it. Make sure you go support our good city, support Rochester, and let's kick off this weekend, shall we?
The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time!
It's the best Friday because you can go to Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat tonight at 7 or tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And then after that, go home, change into your 80s, and then get into the ultimate 80s party at Eagleville for Rochester Hearing and Speech Center.
Yeah, Scotty and I are hosting that, so we can't wait to meet you out at Eagleville. And, yeah, go Bills.
Go Bills, right. And Rebecca LeClaire, it's so great you're still doing stuff around Rochester. I know you're not on TV anymore, but you're making a lot of noise behind the scenes. And thank you for all you do.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Here we go. Sandy, are you ready?
Yes.
I am ready. It's time to kick
off
the weekend.
Yay!
Yay,
baby! It's Fizzano and Sandy here on the bus.
Why don't you come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots.
Yeah.
The official buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.